Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, August 20th. A new Colorado law allowing the state to lower prescription prices by purchasing drugs from Canada faces hurdles. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KUNC's Michael DeIoanna has the story.
The Trump administration has given states a green light to pursue plans to import the drugs, but that caught Canadian officials off guard. That's according to John Ingold, a reporter with the Colorado Sun.
They sort of immediately started expressing concerns about potential dangers to their supply chain, that Canadian shelves could be swept clean of drugs.
Even with Canadian support, Ingold says Colorado faces other hurdles, including finding a buyer and the potential for resistance from the U.S. drug industry.
I'm Michael DeIoanna.
From Capitol coverage, if former Governor John Hickenlooper jumps into the race for U.S. Senate, he'll have the endorsement of one of Colorado's top politicians. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Seven-term Congressman Ed Perlmutter says Hickenlooper was an outstanding governor who would make a great senator. Perlmutter himself was viewed as a possible candidate for the Senate seat before announcing his support for Hickenlooper on Sunday. Democrats are hoping to defeat Republican Senator Cory Gardner as part of a bigger effort to gain a majority in the Senate. But some of the other Democrats in the race have been more critical of Hickenlooper. State Senator Angela Williams says he has a lot to explain to Colorado voters following his failed presidential bid. I'm Scott Franz.
From a press release, Colorado Parks and Wildlife and Aspen police officers responded to the 300 block of East Hopkins Avenue in Aspen last night after a large black bear bit a local restaurant manager, resulting in four deep puncture wounds to the man's leg. The man was attempting to scare a bear out of a dumpster after his employees refused to throw away trash due to fear of the bear. While the manager stood next to the dumpster, the bear climbed out and bit the man on the leg, then ran off. The victim described the black bear as approximately 350 to 400 pounds, considered large for the species. The dimensions of the puncture wounds on the man's leg confirmed the bite came from a large animal. In the hours after the attack, officers searched the alley for any additional physical evidence, as well as searched the area for signs of the bear. As part of the ongoing investigation, Parks and Wildlife officers will attempt to collect DNA samples from the man's clothing to help identify the correct offending animal. Prior to this incident, a 230-pound bear bit a woman as she hiked on the Hunter Creek Trail May 27th. Parks and Wildlife officers killed that bear several days later. A necropsy revealed the bear's stomach was full of bird seed obtained from the backyard bird feeders. On July 27th, an approximately 500-pound bear swiped at a man at the Aspen Meadows Resort, resulting in torn clothing and a scratched arm. Several witnesses reported that the bear had previously approached several people, exhibiting no fear. Officers are still looking for that bear. According to a story in the Montrose Daily Press, Montrose has one of the highest rates of child pornography use in the state. Police officers use periodic forensic reviews of information gathered through the Federal Internet Crimes Against Children to determine the rate of use. Exploitative images are often shared among users, and there are ways to monitor such actions, according to Montrose Police. The Montrose Police Department is part of the state's task force of the Internet Crimes Against Children, administered in Colorado Springs. An internet provider address local to Montrose has been monitored as high as third in the state in terms of number of shared images of child pornography. Internet exploitation of children, child pornography, harms the children depicted in the images, and each time an image or video is shared, the child is victimized again. Prosecuting offenders require proof of where an image or video originated, who was associated with it, and when the image was made or shared. Law enforcement agencies throughout the 7th Judicial District are able to utilize local resources in the fight against child pornography. The Denver Post is reporting that despite the passage of Senate Bill 181 and other regulatory efforts, there will be no slowdown in the production of oil and gas in Colorado, at least in the near future. The more than two dozen drilling rigs operating today in Colorado's oil and gas fields won't be going silent anytime soon. For starters, most operators in Colorado already have hundreds of completed permits in the bag that will keep them busy for months to come, regardless of what happens to the pace of future approvals to drill. A report from Moody's Investor Service, issued right after Senate Bill 181 was signed into law in April, concluded that the new law, which grants local governments more control over energy extraction and places emphasis on health and safety in oil and gas operations, would be blunted by the fact that, quote, most of the producers have permitted activity in hand that would allow them to operate normally for the next 6 months to 2 years, end quote. Then there's the overriding reality, energy experts say, that the global price of minerals has exerted and will continue to exert a far greater influence on production levels in the state than will SB 181. Colorado oil production will continue setting annual records for at least the next half dozen years, jumping about 39% from 2018 to 2024, when experts predict that nearly 250 million barrels of oil will be lifted from the ground. The latest permit data from Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission indicates that life after SB 181 is slowly ramping back up for operators in the state. Whereas only 41 drilling permits were issued in April, the same month the law took effect, approvals jumped to 166 wells in June and 130 wells last month. However, that remains far below the 715 wells approved last November and the 687 wells approved in December. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, August 20th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.